At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who? The
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
And we're back, Bogdan. We're back to round two of Fantasy Jeopardy, and we've got a lot more points, it looks like.
So tell us what's in the store, Bogdan.
All right. So in this round, we got double the points, 300, 600, 900. And the three categories are 2022 splits, projections, and ADP. ADP that I'm looking at would be draft champions over the last month. So I know that's going to be better for our guy, Paul Spohr, doing
Bogs, usually on Jeopardy, we do find out some about you. Do you want to do a little interview of everybody? Nick seemed to be shaking his head. Why don't you find out? Let's find out a little bit more about our
Why are you upset? You're in the lead. Are you looking at these categories and not liking them? Is that what
I'm so glad you asked. Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. What I like to do on my evenings is spend time with a corgi and just enjoy life a little bit. You know,
my favorite was whenever Alex would absolutely roast the people. Like when this one girl said something about some like sort of dancing she did, and he goes, "So for nerds then," and just absolutely decimated.
Oh God.
Nick, tell us something you like to do in your spare time. Give us a hobby of Mr.
That
Nick
isn't Palmer. Baseball related.
Yeah, that's not baseball related.
Sure, I play guitar. I play it on this podcast, actually.
That's right. He also has YouTube videos of him playing. You can find him out there. Go get him.
Well, there's only one of me playing, but yeah. I recently just made this gorgeous mechanical keyboard.
It's you made that? Cool.
I made this, yeah.
How do you make a
Well, then you get it sent to you, and then you put it together, and it sounds amazing.
You mean Lego.
I encourage all of you to, think about how many hours you spend typing a day. And you could type better and more comfortably.
The only downside would be a picture list. Think about if your girlfriend goes to bed at like 8:30 at night, and do you really want to be...
Oh, there are silent ones.
But the beauty is the sound. Remember when you got me my first one? That was the
Oh, yeah, that one is such a bad keyboard. Retrospect.
I mean, entry level,
the gateway. I know.
Yeah, I understand.
This is so weird. We're having this conversation. By the way, I was just at Best Buy with my kid, and I came across the key. And maybe this is what you're talking about: the keyboards that have the lifted keys, like a typewriter. And it was like an $80 keyboard, and I was like, "This is stupid." And then I played around with it. I was like, "This is amazing. I want this keyboard." I'm like, "This keyboard, this thing,
it's
any." Anybody listening that's curious about this?
I've had the same busted keyboard for 8 years.
Shoot me a DM.
By the way.
Shoot me a DM.
Shoot me a DM. I'll get you squared away.
You want to talk about mechanical keyboards? I'm your guy.
All right. Microphones, pitching.
Mechanical keyboard, so for nerds. Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. KeyboardWiz.com.
Paul Spohr, something besides baseball. Tell us something interesting about
yourself. I don't do anything besides baseball.
If
I'm being 100% honest.
You go through Tom Selleck photo albums.
How many lip balms do you have in front of you right now?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Hold on. What's the over-under on this, Welsh?
It's just two right now. I'm sorry.
I already blew it.
I'm sorry. Because I don't have...
I was going to set the over 3.5.
I was too. That was my number 3.5.
If I could get to my fanny pack, I got four more in there.
Don't ruin it again.
Fanny pack would have been over. We would have hit the over on the fanny pack.
Okay. Can I ask Can we see the fanny pack real quick?
Sure.
Okay.
What color are we expecting here?
I'm just going with teal. Oh, red.
Ooh, I was gonna go with green, but yeah, this is a red. You know what? No, red is 100% it. That looks
and like, you go out in public with this.
That's that not a fanny pack.
You know, yes, it is.
That doesn't
yes, it is.
Spore, would it be out of line to ask you to try it on for us?
No, like, how do you want me to wear it? Do you want me to wear it the
Jeopardy? Get rid of the Jeopardy, Bogman.
Yeah, just stand up. Yeah, let's get rid of the Jeopardy real quick.
Or
yeah.
The third way.
I want it the way that you wear it. I want it the front way.
I don't wear it like that. That hurts my back. Mm. I swear to God, it hurts.
Right, and you put it around the shoulder.
Back? Yeah, like, yeah, but you're supposed to wear it like across your body, like the cool people wear. Like, I'm not cool at all, but like,
yeah,
that's
you
how
you are like from Austin. So you
yeah,
guys
it's like how stylish people wear.
Yeah, so this is not a clip on. Oh, this is a purse.
Stylish way.
That's this not is hanging around by your weight.
This is like the trend. Guys, you guys are so old. It's unbelievable.
I mean, I did just turn 40.
But
so.
I still call it
I'm
a fanny
41.
Pack?
Yeah.
Is a fanny pack when it's over your chest?
I'm right? sure there's other names exactly. for it. But yeah, you can wear it around your waist. But again, it's too heavy.
Okay. Yeah. I will tell you actually.
That I have a hand warmer in here.
Oh, nice.
Does that surprise anybody?
Anyone from Arizona?
No, yeah. It doesn't.
I got it for my mom for Christmas because of that. She loves it.
Hold on a second. It's freezing out there. How many more things are in that fanny pack? Just items. Just don't say what it is. Just how many more items?
A lot.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. For 200 bonus points.
What?
Nick, you and I.
You're not even the host.
I know. It's not. We got to guess. We all have to take a guess of something that's in there. We know that there is a hand warmer.
Guys, Spore is behind. You can't be throwing out.
I'm going to lose
not
for his points
on his stuff.
It's not really for points. It's not for points. Everyone take a guess at something that's in the fanny pack, starting with you, Boggs.
Gum.
Ooh. I am going to go with. Actually, Nick, you can go. I'm thinking.
I'm debating between two. I'm going to go with tissues.
Ooh, tissues is
just think.
You guys
think of stuff
really
your mom
good.
Has in her purse.
I'm trying to think of that. I guess I could go generic with.
Or are you
wallet.
Mad because
I
that wanna, is super accurate?
I'm not mad about that. Was that not? It's not my wallet. No.
Yeah, I'm. Well, hold on. Right okay, here. So we. What did we have again? We had. What were your guesses?
Gum
flat,
and tissues.
I got the flat wallet.
Gum and tissues.
It's so good.
I'm gonna go with hard candy. A piece of hard candy.
Piece of hard.
A Werther's original, perhaps.
Yeah.
Not like that old.
If there's a Werther's original in there, I'm booting you off of this.
There's
come
the
on.
Tissues.
No. Okay.
There's got to be gum in there. Come on, Spore.
There is an.
Oh no, gum! Oh,
there is a cough drop, which is essential.
Oh, candy though.
It's Ludens. They are hard. They are.
That,
candy.
That's hard candy.
You've never had a Ludens cough drop.
That's hard candy.
I'm the only one that get. Well, whatever. I win because I'm a host.
I don't
anyway,
chew
so.
Gum anymore. I'm sorry.
This could have been the entire Jeopardy. What are we doing here?
Part of my fanny pack, babe. Yeah, I did say that. Go to bed.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Now you got hurt. Now you got the peanut gallery coming in here roasting me.
Is she jealous of your purse?
No, she's not jealous of my purse. She has a better one.
I pulled that from the clouds. Hard candy. I pulled from the clouds. It was incredible. Yeah. What an incredible moment.
That reminds me.
About.
I need to restock.
From all of the 8 things that could have possibly been in there, you got one.
Nobody guessed bone charger. That's why it's so heavy.
That's a
bone charger. We didn't feel the weight of it, though.
But I said it was super heavy on my back.
Bad for you with back trouble.
I do have a very bad back, but and nobody said lotion. Lotion.
Well,
I put lotion on like 500 times a day at Fall League.
Okay, Boggs, is there anything for me, or do we want to get to the game?
Let's go to the game. All right. So I think who got Nick? Got
Nick,
the last question,
of course,
right?
Nick. He's got 800.
Okay, all right. 2022 splits, projections, or ADP for 300, 600, or 900. All still on the board, obviously. Starting round two, what do you want to go
with? And what is the points again? Give us the points.
300, 600, and 900.
300 for me, 900 for
oh,
Nick,
no, excuse me. On the board, it's 300 for Welsh, 800 for Nick, and 100 for Spore.
Okay. All right. That's where we're in round two. So Nick is up.
Let's go with ADP for 600, Alex.
ADP for 600. These NL first basemen are going in the 9th round versus the 12th round. Despite only being separated by .007 in average, 6 runs, 4 homers, and one, four homers and one stolen base in favor of the 12th rounder and tied in RBI, according to the BatX projections. Welsh.
These NL first basemen are going, oh, the 12th round screwed me. All right. Who is... Who is Christian Walker and Garrett Cooper?
Incorrect.
Christian Walker was too high.
Anybody else?
Sandy.
Sandy, go ahead, Nick.
Christian Walker and Josh Bell?
Incorrect.
Sure, I'll guess for CJ Cron and Christian Walker.
CJ Cron and Rowdy Tellez.
Dude, I was going to... Oh, I never would have got it because I was going to say Garrett Cooper and CJ Cron. God, CJ Cron in the ninth, Tellez in the 12th, and they're separated by what? 0.07 average, six runs, four homers, and one stolen base.
Yeah, well, it's 0.007 in Cron's favor and in average and the six runs, but four homers and one stolen base. I mean, it's 1-0, but four homers more for Tellez and one stolen base more for him as well, and they're separated by three rounds. So just
maybe a little fantasy value on Tellez.
A little bit of
value. Do not play Cron on the road. If you draft Cron, he is home only. He has leveraged Coors so much more than a lot of Coors guys do. I ran the numbers. If you put Cron's home numbers with like less than replacement value, you get the sixth first baseman. Mm-hmm. So there's a little fantasy tip there for you.
Interesting.
And that's in 12 teamers. It can be, you can get as high as the number one first baseman in a 10 team league. And you can even do this in 15 teams because, as Justin Mason has pointed out, you can maneuver all 81 Coors home games without missing a beat in weekly leagues, particularly in the NFBC format that allows you to make changes on Friday to Saturday situations.
It's almost like Friday someone listened to Sleeper in the Bus and thought a good question about CJ Cron should go on the show. That's weird. Interesting. Amazing. All right, Nick, you are still up because no one got that question right.
Let's go with projections for 300, Alex.
Projections for 300. Judge is the only player over 40 homers in all three projection systems, ATC, the BatX, and Steamer. Welsh, I'll get to you in 1 second. He will lead the league according to Steamer and ATC. The home run leader according to the BatX is Welsh.
Who is Mike Trout?
Correct. Mike Trout with 44. Thanks. 300 points to the Welsh. Catching up here. 600 Huge. Points to 800. Spore, still a little bit behind, but you're doing all right here.
You know, I will say I was a little bit worried about that because I remember some of the early, I think this was a similar Steamer thing that was, it stood out to me wild that I still can't get over it. I don't know where you guys are with this ultimately is like, I know Judge is going to regress. We all know Judge is going to regress, but it is a wild thing to think about that the guy that just hit 60 homers will not lead the league in home runs. And also that projection system's putting a guy like Trout with the injury stuff just overall in general. I'm not against it. I don't hate it or anything like that. But like, I just don't buy.
How could you pick against Judge?
If I'm betting on a home run leader this year, I'm betting on Aaron Judge as my number one.
Yeah, even with a hard regression. Well, injury stuff for Trout too. Even with a hard regression, I think Judge is still a strong, strong case for the 1-1 pick.
Check this out. You want to talk about percentages? You take 30% off of his home run total. Think about that. Think of a player that magnitude losing 30%. Guess what? That's 18 homers. That's still over 40. It's why are we really going to live in that world of 30%? Maybe it is.
Are they going to cheat for him again? That's the real question.
Yeah, that's true. They're going to put extra.
I'm not even trying to be funny. Like that, you know, they found that he was getting better balls. I'm not blaming him, by the way. That's not his fault. He's hitting what he's hitting.
If Judge doesn't lead the league in homers, who does? Welsh, we'll start with you.
I think Pete Alonso. I think Pete Alonso would be the guy. Yeah.
Spore also Alonso. Nick, you got to, is it Alonso?
Schwarber,
you got
to get an answer. 48 last year.
Yeah.
46. Hard with like 330 batting average, like leading the league in homers.
Just did it, Nick.
Yeah. All right.
I thought it was 48.
Welsh, pick. What do we got here?
All right. You know, I thought that went pretty well. I'm going to go with projections for 600. Bogman.
Projections for 600. 14 wins is the most any projection system will give out. Spore. 1 second. Cole has it in all three. Only one with 14 on Steamer, and there are six others between ATC and the Bat with no crossover. Name three of the six that are projected for 14 dubs.
Sandy, Burns.
Incorrect.
Damn. Oh, God, I didn't mean to say Sandy, to be honest. Jesus Christ.
Yep. That had a little sing-songy to it.
Yeah, that had a little.
You had a little ramp up to it there.
All right, so 14 wins, three others between ATC and the bat with no crossover. Name three. Justin Verlander.
That's right. Oh, wow.
What?
Nick, you got a guess?
I was still wrong. I don't feel bad.
All right. We're going to go with, Sandy, sorry. Zach Wheeler. Really?
It's disbelief. Really?
I was going to do Aaron Nola. Fine. Oh,
that would have been one of our box.
Freed, and Framber, and Julio Urias.
I was going to go JV Burns, Rodon. So I was still wrong. So I'm glad.
Yeah. All right, box, repeat it. Sandy, repeat what they were.
ATC has Freed, Framber, and Julio Urias. The bat has Rodon, Burns, and Nola.
No wheel. I think we're just establishing that both these projection systems are wrong. That's what we're doing.
We are eviscerating these projection systems.
All right.
I think Welsh still up. Let's go.
You know, we're going to kill the category. Projections for 900 and whoever gets it the lead of the game.
Ronald Acuña is the only player projected with 30. Okay. 30 steals on all three platforms. Sorry. There are four other players with over 30 across the other platforms. Name two of them.
Why did I think this was a good idea to buzz in?
Just two of them, over 30 on the projection systems.
Acuña.
Well, he's one of them.
And?
Well, no, Acuña. No,
Acuña is the gotta main guy.
Oh, shit, he's right there. I'm an idiot. So, okay. Yeah. I'm a dumbass.
Got an answer, Spore?
Trey Turner.
Just two.
No. Okay. I'm going to lose.
Welsh.
Oh, crap.
You had all the time.
Hold on.
Who is John Birdie?
Nah. Oh,
no. What?
No.
All right.
John Birdie sucks, dude.
God, he sucks, but he's still going to be projected over 30.
Nick.
Still amazing.
No.
If
Nick,
who is more than McCarthy?
You're a clown.
McCarthy. Okay. And one more.
All right. Okay. I'm feeling pretty good about that so far that I haven't gone. All right. And Kyle Tucker. I don't know.
Was it Trey? Was it
Ramirez?
Mondesi, 39 from the Bat X. Jazz, 30 from Bat X. Mullins, 30 from Steamer. And Shake McCarthy, 30 from ATC.
Well, that was 900. Okay.
Well, I just want to point Mondesi. I knew that one was coming.
Mondesi.
Adalberto Mondesi. I do want to point out my continued love before I loved him before everybody else did when he moved to center field, but the Jazz Chisholm stuff. I'm still a top end Jazz Chisholm. Give me the shares this year. He comes at like the fourth second baseman and
More or less likely to get hurt out there. Do you think less likely?
I think he's less likely. Yeah. I think
he's definitely more likely, but I don't necessarily think he's going to.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to fall into he's going to be that guy, but he did come at a cheaper cost. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case anymore, but you easily were getting him after Simeon and Altuve. Him and Albies would kind of be up for grabs, but I think projections are wild for him.
Anybody buying Mondesi now that he's in Boston? Anybody?
I actually would be buying him more in KC, to be honest, at the price. Like, it's a great price now, but Boston doesn't really run. So, I mean, I think they'll let him run a bit, you know, because that's all he really does. The more or less likely to get hurt, I doubt it's really more or less either way, because you can get hurt lot of different ways at each. The only thing that would make you more susceptible, I think, out in the outfield is the wall.
The wall. Yeah, you're crashing into the wall or whatever.
With him, because it's been a lot of soft muscle things, it's like, pulling a hammy, running, chasing something down.
Like that. But also quick move dives. Like, so I think at second base, so like either I think could make you susceptible. Sure. That said, I have no problem with that. I don't give him like injury proneness or anything for Jazz. I'm drafting him if I'm drafting him. You know, I like him.
That's a
like
wild number. Do you have what were those guys again that were projected over 30? Can you just run them one more time?
Yeah, Mullins, sure. It's Jazz, Mondesi, 39 from the Bat X, Jazz with 30 from Bat X. Mullins with 30 from Steamer and Jake McCarthy 30 from ATC.
Jake McCarthy was a great pull by Nick. That was a really great pull. I can't believe, because I was going to go Mondesi and Birdie, and I don't. What was Birdie projected at?
Projected at like
5, dude. But he's not.
Yes, he's a platoon player, but he's going to pinch run and stuff. I think he was projected for like 22.
And that's way too high. Yeah, okay. 22 across the board, except for ATC has 23.
Okay.
I'm so pissed that I said that. All right.
All right, well, God, I'm still up to pick. Yeah.
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, we man. All right. Let's go. I'm
one question right all night.
Let's go ADP for 300.
ADP for 300. Andres Jimenez is going 34 picks after this fellow second baseman, who is ahead of him in Bat X projections by only 5 homers and 5 RBI, and is behind by 5 stolen bases. Spore buzzed in first.
Who is Ozzie Albies?
Correct.
Wow.
Boom.
What a finally.
Ozzie Albies at 52. Albies Jimenez at 86.
Just did a second base preview.
Very nice. Good pull. I probably would have been a little bit lower on the name, because I don't think I put together the Jimenez is high and Albies is low. So that's a great connection by there. So projections, only 5 homers, 5 RBI, and behind what direction?
Andres Jimenez is ahead by 5 stolen bases, but behind by 5 homers and 5 RBI. Okay. So it's what, you know, if you're splitting hairs, what is more valuable, the stolen bases or the homers?
Well, what do you prefer there? And then do you get 30 picks too?
Yeah, it's the pitchers. So
yeah, some pitchers, some relievers, absolutely. And how it's going. So great job, Spore. That just put you. I think that put you.
Got me back in, gentlemen. It is 600, 800, 400. We have a daily double and final Jeopardy left. So this is getting interesting here. Who is the point? Give the points.
Just tell me where that is.
Boggs. Points to who has who points.
It is right now. It is the Welsh at 600, Nick at 800, and Spore at 400. And Spore just picked, you said ADP for 900, correct?
Yes.
All right. There were 9 pitchers with a CSW over 30% in 2022. 8 of them are being drafted inside the top 75. Awesome. The last one is post 150. This NL pitcher is Nick.
So he's asking for the NL pitcher. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because he's the only one with a CSW over 30% in 2022 that qualified, that is going post pick 150. Actually, post pick 75.
Yeah, I guess that would be.
I got 2 people on my mind.
Okay. Who is Jose Quintana?
Incorrect. Welsh.
Who is Hunter Green?
Incorrect. Spore. This is for the lead.
Who is Merrill Kelly?
I don't know.
Incorrect.
Is it Nick?
Charlie Moore.
That was my other one. Damn, I'm so pissed at myself. That was my second.
156.
Nice. I can see CSW. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much. There's a plug.
They know who's on. They know who's coming on. All right, so still me. Let's go splits for 900.
Daily double, not daily double, not Jeopardy. All right, so I'm going to tell me how much you want to risk. All of it?
Yeah.
Some of it?
Let's do all of it. Yeah. Well, so what happens if I have no money in Final Jeopardy? I can't win, right? Obviously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well then. Yeah. Fuck
it. You want to go 300?
No.
We're going for it. All right. Jose Quintana was 3rd among qualified pitchers in second half ERA, 1.67 in 2022.
Jesus.
The 2 pitchers with better second half ERAs are, this is splits. This is the hard one in splits too. You jumped right to the hard one.
Well, because I knew that's where a daily double would be.
Wait, it's not daily double. Remember, copyright reasons, it's not daily double.
Yes, of course.
I have no idea.
So Quintana, the third most qualified pitcher among qualified ERA. The 2 pitchers with a better second half ERA are.
Look at Nick. Nick knows the answer.
I know one. Nick...
qualified. That's what like rules out like Hunter Green. I'll just say something. I don't know, man.
Making me mark edits here. You
the frustration. It's fun being the host.
Bad, dude. Sandy and Martin Perez. I don't know. Obviously, I did not get it right.
Sandy.
Incorrect.
No, you can't guess it. It's a daily double. He can't get anything. The question's dead.
All right. Well, do you want to do it anyway?
You can just get it, but you can't get any points.
I'm going to say Verlander and Gallen.
One of them is correct.
Gallen was. I'm going to go with
Gallen is one. And, we got one. Yeah.
Who's the other
and,
one?
And who's the last one? Well, she got it.
Sandy.
I could
Sandy.
Only think of first half pitchers. No.
It's wait. Don't reveal it yet. Don't reveal it yet. Hold on.
Gallon was 100% my guess.
Yeah, Gallon, he had the 41
Gallon
innings.
Was one of them. He was incredible this second half.
What about Strider?
No. I don't think he qualified. I'm not sure.
Who would be the second
half? He was another first half guy, too.
I mean, Kershaw? Was he surviving then? Urias?
Urias. First half, I would have gone. Oh, really? I was going to go with Julio Urias. First half, Julio Urias.
Okay. It was Urias at 1.26 and Zach Gallon at 1.49.
Man.
All right. So,
good job getting even any of it, Nick, even though it gets you nothing. But
it's the only thing that I focus on. I should.
So that's negative points.
I still couldn't get them.
So score goes down to zero.
Yep.
Well, I mean, we don't lose points here. Yeah. So he can keep us 400.
Well, I'm not going to win anyway because
anybody can win still.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to make Final Jeopardy fun.
Whoever gets one question right in the second round.
Well, I have to get one right to have enough. So to get the Final Jeopardy.
Who score? Pick 300.
600 then.
600. All right. Aaron Judge led the league with 29 post-break homers in 2022. There were seven players that hit more than 15 in the second half. Name three. Spore.
First. How did I do that? I don't know these. Jesus.
Yeah, but there's no harm. Go ahead.
True. Schwarber, Goldschmidt, and Arenado.
Incorrect. Welsh.
Schwarber, Betts.
Wasn't go ahead, Betts. Nick.
Schwarber?
You've been cleaning up on
Crowd.
Was Christian Walker in there?
Nope. Santander, Pujols, Machado, Schwarber, Olsen, Tellez, Alonso.
Pujols. I love that Pujols was in there. And I can't believe we didn't get him.
Now, look at that list. Santander, Pujols, Machado, Schwarber, Olsen, Tellez.
Those are eight guys. Alonso and who?
I think you said Goldie.
Nick's right. Those that is eight. Yeah. Nick's right. That is eight, by the way.
What is you know what? I forgot
that's the reason why I got it wrong.
That's the reason, right? Exactly. Yep, right. Game why. Is rigged.
how many did
I had to put in? I had to clear qualified, and Pujols came up because he didn't have enough at bats to qualify. So I went back to recheck my answers and I forgot to switch.
Hold on. I thought Mookie went buck in the second half. Not
he may have, but I guess he could have had.
I don't think
apparently not.
He might have hit 15, but it
could have had 15.
He hit 15.
It was more than 15.
Well, it's more than 15.
You son of a.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
You got to read the question, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So obviously,
all right, last one.
Here we go.
For Final Jeopardy. These two AL outfielders were the only players to have 15 homers and 15 stolen bases before the All-Star break in 2022. Welsh.
Crap. 15 homers and 15 stolen bases. Who is?
Pre-break.
Who in this is the AL?
Both are in the AL, and they're both outfielders.
Who is Julio Rodriguez and Kyle Tucker?
Boom!
Nice.
Boom! Got that one.
Very nice.
Julio Rodriguez, 16 and 21.
Well Kyle done. Tucker,
18 and 15.
J-Rod was the gimme. Tucker was the pull.
I forgot about Tucker.
Okay, well then, yeah, I guess it depends on what you remember, right?
You want to know what? Tucker was my immediate, but
he was okay. So you guys had
Julio
the other way.
The Julio took me, and then as soon as when Boggs was like the pre-break, I got Julio back. That was huge. So Boggs, what is the score going into Final Jeopardy?
Welsh 900, Nick 800, Spore 400.
Goodness
gracious.
Spore, it looks like we're not going to be able to come back here.
Are we all just doubling up? What are we doing? I mean, I guess Welsh, you are in front.
So Welsh can ensure that he wins.
You don't have to risk.
How much does Welsh have?
900.
900 versus 800 versus 400.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
no.
That 801.
No. He's not covered for anything.
701.
Nick, you're very much in this. I can't win. Unless
you could get the answer correct and they could both get it wrong.
That's true. So, yeah, I'm going all in, obviously. But then they have to.
All right, so we got to think about this.
This is what I want you guys to do for me. I'm going to read the question. Okay. Yeah. I want you guys to type out on your computer your answer, and then I'm going to have you all in the private chat hit enter at the same time, and I'm going to be able to see who it is. So,
all right, so do we have to pick our points before the question
give us the
comes
category?
Out?
Yes. Yeah. The category, Nick, you're going to like this is K/9.
Well, I'm all in. So that's
let's go.
Set in stone. So they have to decide what they're betting.
All right, so the category is K/9. Okay, so in the private, where do we put the amount, Boggs?
You put the amount. Sorry. But our answer goes in the chat and then we hit enter.
Answer. Yeah. You're going to type it out on your own computer. You're going to copy paste into the private chat. And you're all going to hit enter at the same time. So no one cheats at all. So.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Well, so you go first. Tell us how many points.
Yeah, how? What are you risking here?
Not bored. I'm just tired.
Because you're ahead.
Oh, because I'm
just
ahead.
Just make it interesting and put it all. Come on.
I'm going to go with 801.
801. You doubling up?
I mean, yeah, let's go. It's caper nine.
Oh. Yeah. And Spore is doubling up. Okay. Double.
So I just to get it right and they have to get it wrong. That's the only way I can win. That's fine.
Let me bring this up.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good point, Spore. Yeah. Cause that would only take me, that would get me down to 99 points.
Yes.
Chrome tab.
Oh, look at the, he's getting in the mode. What are you praying caper to? Caper nine.
Guys? It says 300, but I couldn't change it. So. Okay. The question is, and remember, don't put the answer in the private chat. Don't say it. No blurting. This is your writing. This is just like real Jeopardy. All right.
This is the
question is, Strider is the only starting pitcher over 12 K per nine on every projection system. And there are three others that are projected over 11 K per nine plus over 100 innings pitched across all the systems, DeGrom, Glasnow, and Rodon. Four other players are projected with a K per nine over 11, all on two systems. Name three of the four projected for over 11 K per nine, over 100 innings pitched.
Not DeGrom, Glasnow, and Rodon.
Yeah, and Strider. Yeah, those four are out. None of those are the correct answer.
So over 11. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Just got to get three of the four pitchers. But you're not going to get hurt. You're going to all guess four. You're going to all guess four.
We are still guessing four, but we have to just be right on three.
You have to be right on three.
Okay,
yes.
That gives us wiggle.
Yeah, there's a little bit of wiggle room in there.
Screw one up.
Good answer.
You already put all yours in.
This is Family Feud. Yeah. This is Family Feud. Yeah.
This is annoying. Nick is annoying.
Good answer.
This is so stupid that it's a pitching question.
I'm going to get it wrong. I think of strikeout rate, not K per nine.
Okay, so how much more time do we have? I got two down. Where's Spore at? How
are you Spore? Just tell me when you're all done writing. That's
okay,
all I need.
Give me one more second here. Okay. I am thinking to the gods. I'm trying to envision. Okay.
I had a funny type.
You know what? I'm going to look at all the answers and tell you if anybody got it right, and then we'll go to the screen.
We'll reveal.
Everybody can look. Yes.
I was about to type in someone that's already on there.
That would have been like me answering
Acuna. I was about to go. Oh, DeGrom's still in there. Yeah.
I was about to go. Rodon is on that.
I think Striders were going to be real good this year.
Let me get Glasnow, dude. That's my ace in the hole.
All right. I need one more second. I'm sorry. I'm holding up the game here. Okay. I want to get this. I got two that I feel okay about. We need to do three here.
Well, put four on there. You're not going to get penalized for missing one.
Yeah, you got to put four. You get a bonus.
Yeah, so you get an extra guess. Little wiggle.
Oh.
Thinking I might have made these questions a little hard. So maybe we'll back off.
Yeah, a little hard. Yeah. Thanks, Fox.
I will say that.
All right. I got three. Let me get my last one and then we will go. Oh, I don't feel confident about this. I don't feel good. Let's go with. I think I got mine.
Okay. All right. Does everybody have theirs? You have it copied. You're ready to put it in the private chat. Everybody ready to hit enter?
Yep.
It's in the private chat. You're just all ready to hit enter, correct, Welsh?
Yep.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay.
Oh my God. I changed.
Oh, Welsh, look at us. Night.
Oh my God. Me and Nick have three of the four same ones, but I'm dying by Spore right now. All right, Bogman, are you got to release our names? Are you going to release what we picked?
And okay. Then so. Javier, Cease, Cole, and Ray.
So Christian Nick. Javier, Dylan Cease, Garrett Cole, and Robbie Ray.
Nick picked Christian Javier, Hunter Green, Blake Snell, Shohei Ohtani. Welsh picked Hunter Green, Christian Javier, Ohtani, and Darvish. Are you guys all looking at the screen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The answer is Skeeter the Cat.
Look at Skeeter.
He got us with the old Matt Duffy. He got
look
us
at that little chonk.
Look at that chonk.
The answer, and the actual answer, Hunter Green.
Yes.
11.22 and 11.35 AT&T Steamer.
I changed Green for Cole.
Garrett Cole, 11.2, 11.35.
I would have won, I think, if I'd have kept him.
Shohei Ohtani. 11.06.
Oh, you guys are going to win. Javier's on
11.26. Sure. And the last answer is Blake Snell.
Yes.
Oh,
no. Pollock pulls out the win at the last second. Congratulations, Nick.
Nate Pollock, I cannot thank you enough for giving me a pitching question as Final Jeopardy.
Yo, I'm shook on Javier not being up there, though. I will be honest.
I cannot.
That was my last second change.
Yeah, I went the other way.
Blake Snell was your last second change?
Yeah.
Nice.
I had Corbin Burns. I was like, I don't think actually that's going to be it.
By the way, it cost me $20 to put Skeeter in here in the final chapter.
So, oh, this is why you had to pay for it?
This is why I had to pay it. I had to put Skeeter in here. I was putting in the questions, and I saw a little photo thing. I'm like, we can put photos in here as answers? You could put videos and stuff in here, too. But I was like, wow. We got to get Skeeter the Cat in here for one last ride here.
So. My Darvish one was so stupid, too. What was Javier's projected?
Yeah, what was Javier's? I'm shook.
Yeah, I am shook.
That was
well.
Actually the one. It was Green and Ohtani was good for me. Javier was weird because I think it's just this past year, but then in relief before, maybe not as much.
Such a strong.
10.8, 10.7, 10.8, 10.8. 10.8,
yeah. Oh, right. Man. If you guys could see the chat,
Cole
I mean.
I should have done Cole Spore. That was.
Well, I changed Green, though. I still would have lost because I didn't. I had Green and Cole, but no one's.
But if Javier was there, Nick and I tie, and then I win.
Yeah, you win.
Yeah, because you were already up.
So, what was the final score, Boggs? I had 99 points.
The final score was Nick wins. That's the final score. I'm not doing the math. Nick wins. Big dub for him.
Nick had 1600.
He'd have 1600.
Well, thank you so much.
1600 from 99 to zero. Yeah.
I feel correct. Like, you know, there's so many people to thank for this award.
Yes.
And most of all, really, it is Bogman for giving me a Final Jeopardy of Caper 9. it is the only reason, of course. That
hey, you got here. A lot of hitting questions, right?
You did.
Short, young man.
Only after you guys got them wrong, but you gave me some.
No, you got some of them right on
and
your
then
own.
I, got
I will
there.
Not allow you to self-deprecate. You impressed me.
But,
you hitting.
But this is a wonderful event.
I want to come back.
Me on here. I can't wait to come back and defend my title in the Tournament of Champions.
I think it'd be fun. I mean, we're probably going to do some of these on our Twitch as well. Congratulations, Nick. I do got to say, Bogman did not like lay back on these questions. These were some rough ass questions.
And they were great. I
thought they were going to be a little bit easier. I do feel very vindicated that I came in with the lead and I got two of the three pitching ones. I mean,
I had to make it harder. I had to make it 3 out of 4 for Final Jeopardy.
You know? I felt way behind on that, but that was wild. You guys had some incredible pulls. Nick, you are the inaugural fantasy baseball and Jeopardy champion. So
I've never wanted anything more in life. Let's be honest. This is why we do it.
Listen, you got pitched.
This is why we do it. This is why you lift all them weights right here.
Exactly.
It's for this moment right here. So
to have that extra little bit, that Blake Snell memory just creeping in.
Oh just man, I just want to congratulate.
We got a special guest.
Oh man,
please.
I'm risking.
I want to congratulate. I want to congratulate you, Nick, for your great job on the podcast today. I was so happy that you got my name on.
Boys, dude.
No, I just want to congratulate you. No. You're doing so good, man. You're my guy.
I'm going to tell him that you're doing that.
I'll tell him score's going to narc on us because he didn't win the game. We got it. Score.
The changeup again, too. While you're at it.
Oh, you know, I will tell you. The joy I would have had to have won this game off of a pitching question against you, Nick, would have been
I mean, you were right there too, though.
I guess we'll never know.
Like, that was
the same answer
between us. Yeah. Yeah, we did. It was
in their teammates.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So there you go. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. That was phenomenal. You guys absolutely killed it and couldn't think of better guys to have on there. Bogman, great job hosting on Fantasy Baseball Jeopardy. You did great questions. And
Yes, you did.
I didn't understand why you paid for it, but now I know with the cat.
Oh, for Skeeter. 100%. Yeah. Had to get Skeeter in here. It's a running joke for like 6 years.
Yes. So. Yeah. Yeah, back in the day, if you guys didn't know, we would have
Don't say if I didn't know.
Well, no, you know, but not everybody listening.
He's saying to the audience.
Oh, yeah, okay. To the audience. Yeah, like, yeah. We'd have a show sheet, and then we would, you know, have all this stuff, and Bogman would be like, oh, hey, click that link real quick. And I would click it, and then it would be a picture of Skeeter. And that's what, and it was a Matt Duffy thing. Matt Duffy had the big old fat Matt cat Duffy. That Bogman did as well. So it's a good bit there. All right. What can we plug for you guys? Paul Spohr, you kind of did it at the beginning. You guys are doing your position preview, Sleeper and the Bust. One of the greatest podcasts is out there. You and Justin absolutely killing it. We love you, Paul. What else you got going down? I mean, you've got the Twitch that's been going on. We still have never got together and played games, which is super
awesome. We got to get on and play Madden, Spohr. Come on.
Text me with like at least a day's or the afternoon for the night. Like, I will play. I'm so mad about Madden, though. I lost my franchise. I don't know if you know about all that went on.
I heard about that like they did an update thing and it pushed and killed franchises.
They told us it was okay to play. So the day that you played, the Wednesday, a bunch of them got murdered in my 3-year Lions franchise that I was loving because I'm a Lions fan, as y'all know. I had like these three awesome. I know no one cares, but like I'm so mad that I lost it. I'm so mad. And it's really killed my drive to play the game. But I'll play against you guys. I'm not starting another franchise, though. But I'll play against you guys. Twitch.tv/Spohr. I'm playing a lot of OOTP. I brought back the Expos. I did an expansion draft. We're a pretty good team. We're actually just trying to sign Kyle Tucker right now in the 2026 offseason. So fingers crossed there. But yeah, find me on Twitch. I'm also the content director over at OOTP now.
For
the perfect team game. Going to be putting out a lot of fun content for next year's game, but also finishing up this year's season for the cycle there. So follow me there. Follow me on Fangraphs. Follow me on Twitter at Spohr. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I love you both. And I love you too, Nick. Don't think I don't love you as well.
I was also very, I was really excited too, the OOTP. You were the perfect person for that. And
thank you.
I want to dig into it this year. You hooked us up a couple years back. So
I got you all again. Don't you worry.
Okay. Awesome. They couldn't have picked a better person to do that content. So hat tip to you guys. And we have had some Army members. We've actually had a couple that have tweeted at you, Spohr, that are interested in it. And make sure you're following him because he can also kind of, show you the ropes around
absolutely
what it is.
Any questions, if I don't know it directly, I'll point you in the right direction. I got my YouTube where I've got a whole series there if you want to watch it and learn from it, all sorts of stuff.
It's cool stuff. Nick, PitchCon is here. As people are listening, PitchCon is going down. Also, you have a huge announcement that you literally can't tell us because our episode releases like 3 hours or 4 hours before. So there's a big announcement that you're going to be doing later in the day. And PitchCon is going on. It's a 4-day thing. It's going to be awesome. I'm on Thursday with Chris Crawford and Chris Clegg. Bogman is on Saturday. I don't know if there's poker. So just give the pub real quick, Nick, on what maybe a little preview of the announcement and then anything you want to talk about with PitchCon.
Yeah, the most important thing to say is you should go to patreon.com/ITL Army. Support these guys if you haven't already. And you know, get all the extra content that you guys do. Like, I imagine this video, maybe it's on YouTube with all the extra stuff that you do, like the holiday specials, amazing stuff. If you haven't left the reading review, what are you doing? Leave a rating review. It goes a long way for these guys. Do that. It's an amazing show. So thank you both so much for having us on with us. We got PitchCon. It's twitch.tv/pitchlist, or just come to pitchlist.com. You'll see it streaming January 25th through January 28th, 12 to 10 Eastern time. And I'm going to reveal PL Pro in this lovely mug if you sign up pre-order for it. So
can I lovely get Jennifer stuff. One of those?
Go check it all out.
What a mug.
That is a pretty mug. Can we kind of shout, like, is there one you're looking really forward to? You put these all together.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
got the PitchCon. I am going to be CBS this week on Wednesday, Fantasy Pros twice a week. And this was announced, so I don't want to act like I'm not like acknowledging it, but I have a call with them to like really finalize it. But I am going to be on the Athletic baseball side this year, and I'm going to be on, theoretically, it's looking like maybe a regular basis on Rates and Barrels, if you guys care. I'll be filling in the month of March, which I'm finding out more about. And the talk is that I will have a regular thing on there. So I didn't do the whole like, hey, announcement, I'm moving to
right.
Like I am, but I don't have like the locked in details of everything yet. So you I felt weird.
The
I's
cross the T's, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so. It's still weird. I mean, but that was the thing. We joked about this. DVR announced it. And then like people hit me up and DVR had texted me and he was like, hey, just warning you, I said this. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then people would hit me up and I'm like, yeah, I am doing stuff. I just don't have like everything built out. So I am very much vying for a fantasy baseball pods tournament win this year with my odds of literally the two things that can kill me are these two guys that were just on here. If Pitcher List or Fangraphs win, I'm screwed. Anybody else wins, I got a good shot at claiming I'm a champion.
That's right.
I don't get to do it here.
All bases covered today. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Follow us on Twitter. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? We have got a mock draft coming up later this week. And guess what? We've got more amazing guests. It is a guest mock draft with Frank Stanfill from CBS. And we, oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to jump right into ESPN. ESPN just opened up their product. It never goes well. And they also completely changed the standards. We'll talk about that on the next episode. They changed the entire way that the default is going to go. I have no idea what the player pool is going to look like. Bogman, myself, and Frank Stanfill from CBS Fantasy Baseball today are doing a 12-team head-to-head live mock draft, and we're doing that Friday on the episode. So we got you guys covered, and it ain't even February yet. So hopefully you guys are enjoying it. You guys know where to find us, inthisleague.com. That's literally the only thing I didn't even mention this episode on the Patreon. If you guys want to support us, go to inthisleague.com, sign up today, get ranks, get the stuff, get in the group me. Have so much fun. That is it. Great job, Bogman. I love you. And we're out of here.
It's a lot of fun. Goodbye. See you guys.
Bye.